This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and President Trump and Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, after holding talks on Gaza and seeing a new proposed broker by the U.S., are holding a joint conference. That proposal on peace includes demands for both Hamas and Israel to end the war immediately, all remaining hostages released within 72 hours of that ceasefire, and a possible path for a future Palestinian state. ABC's Karen Travers says Netanyahu, in a call with Qatari leaders, offered an apology for Israeli strikes in Doha.
According to a readout from the White House, the prime minister expressed deep regret that Israel's strike earlier this month unintentionally killed a Qatari serviceman, and also that they violated Qatari sovereignty, and affirmed that Israel will not conduct such a strike like that inside Qatar again.
In Michigan, state and federal authorities say they still don't have a motive for Sunday's church attack that killed four people. The suspected shooter drove his truck into an LDS church in Grand Blanc, shooting and then setting the building on fire. This is ABC News.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 1490 WLCX.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Shali Pittman, filling in for Jimmy Cuska. Republican state lawmakers say they want to revitalize the forest industry in northern Wisconsin with a new biofuel plant in Hayward. A new bill would provide $60 million in tax credits and $150 million in state bonding to build the facility. The plant would be a partnership between Wisconsin-based Johnson Timber and Syntec Fuels, a German energy company. Senator Mary Falzkowski says the project could create about 150 jobs and generate over $1 billion in annual economic impact. The facility would convert 880,000 tons of wood residue into aviation fuel every year, with at least 80% of that wood coming from Wisconsin forests. Lawmakers say the bill would also improve forest management. They point to a drop in timber harvests since the 2020 closure of the Wisconsin Rapids paper mill. If approved, production could begin in 2029. And the Republican race for governor grew, then shrunk last week. Republican businessman Bill Berrien dropped out of the race on Friday afternoon. It came a day after he canceled his appearance at a GOP picnic in Manitowoc. That followed after he was found to have been following explicit social media accounts, according to reporting from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Meanwhile, Republican frontrunner GOP candidate Tom Tiffany announced his race last week Wednesday at a barn in Wausau. Tiffany is a former dam tender and state legislator during the Walker administration. He's recently gotten the support of Congressman Tony Weed, along with the Wisconsin College Republicans and College Republicans of America. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Shali Pittman. More news anytime at lacrosseeagle.com or civicmedia.us.
The Brewers cruise into the postseason. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers finished the regular season with 97 wins after beating the Reds 4-2 Sunday. Next, the Brewers wait to find out if they'll host the Cubs or the Padres in the divisional round on Saturday. NFL, Sunday Night Football, Packers and Cowboys. The game going into overtime and ending in a 40-40 tie. Jordan Love on the final play to Emmanuel Wilson. It fell short of a touchdown, and they had to settle for a field goal.
We tried running a double move, and their defense, they were playing pretty soft. We didn't get the look we wanted. Threw it to E. Was hoping we could, make somebody miss, and, we didn't.
Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott.
You don't play the game for ties. I don't care about the stats. I don't care about the ups and downs, the ebbs and flows. I just care about the end result and the win. And so when you don't get that, it's a weird feeling.
That's Dak Prescott with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 1490 WLCX.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high right around 85 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop into the mid to upper 50s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, more the same, partly cloudy with a high in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 80.
Ahoo, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Nobody had to tell your grandparents not to drive while using their typewriters. Why should it be any different for us kids and our cell phones? Distracted driving was the cause of more than 3,000 deaths in 2022. Come on, we're smarter than this. Let's put down the phones and focus on the roads. Drive safe, everybody.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome comedian Mike Lucas and director, producer, and founder of Wisconsinology.com, Frank Anderson. Thank God it's Monday. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, LaCrosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Allball Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Allball.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Allball along with Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 2 o'clock on this Monday. Back to work and back to school, September 29th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Glad to have you along for the old world headquarters, downtown Madison, the intersection of State and Fairchild. Zommers, beautiful day out there. Blue
Absolutely.
Skies, leaves turning. A little warm. I know a little warm for people like you, other folks, but believe me, come February, people will be saying, oh, if I could only go back to that really warm day back in late September. So get out there, enjoy it. Brittany Merlot saying the warm weather is going to last through the week. Then come this weekend, maybe some rain and cooler temp. More, not just seasonal, I guess is what you'd say, fall-like, maybe by the weekend. But get out and enjoy the week. Be happy about it.
Spend some time. Get some vitamin D.
Absolutely get some vitamin D. Big show for you today. Glad you are along here at the start of this work week. Because at the bottom of the hour, I'm very excited about this. Our friend, our colleague, and I do not use the word legend lightly or often, but Wisconsin broadcasting legend Jane Matinere is going to be here at the bottom of the hour. Of course, she hosts her own program, Matinere On Air, with her friend Greg Bach. So Jane Matinere, who you can hear every day from 9 until 11 across most of these news channels. Sadly, not here in Madison, but that's the great thing about having Jane on today is we get to have her on here in Madison. And you can download the Civic Media app, and you could always listen to Jane on the old app.
Also, across the whole state, including Madison, at 10 p.m., the day is Matinere On Air replays. Yes. So today's show that played 9 to 11 will be on at 10 p.m. tonight.
Yeah. So if you like your news straight, and God knows you're not going to get that from me. No, if you want, I love a lot of things about Jane. But one of the things I like is she's been around long enough where she just doesn't care what anybody thinks of her. And she's going to give it to you straight. She's going to give it to you honestly. And she's probably going to make us laugh along the way. Yeah, and I love that about her. And
to clean it up for radio, as Matt Flynn would say, she's seen some stuff.
She's seen some stuff. And no one's worked with more people in broadcasting. No one's interviewed bigger names in this state over the years than Jane Matinere. And we thought, well, this will be great. This fall, we'll bring her on for a recurring segment on Mondays. We're calling, at least for now, the working title is Mondays at Matinere.
Maybe it works.
Maybe it works. If she's got something else, we'll. But she went over to Europe for a couple of weeks, as she does every year. And so I thought it'd be fun to talk with someone who I've never been to Europe. Have you been to Europe?
I have. I went to England once. Yeah.
Once? All right. Very good. I have never been. And so there was something, the Ryder's Cup, a big golf thing, which, you know, whatever. It's a contest between European players and United States players. And it was in the U.S. over this weekend. And the European beat the Americans. The most interesting part about this was not the golf, but how the fans treated the European players. And so I thought, well, let's check in with our friend Jane Matinere, somebody who spends, you know, at least regular time in Europe. What do Europeans think of us Americans these days?
I'm not sure I want to hear.
We'll talk about that with Jane. Also, if you didn't listen to the program, go back and listen on the old podcast. But it's National Coffee Day today. And they had a great conversation. So we'll talk coffee with Jane as well. I got my brand new Wonder State t-shirt today. I got a little coffee before the show, got here early. And I like this shirt.
It is very nice.
Thank you.
It's got a pocket with the Wonder State logo on it.
It does have a pocket. So anyway, Jane coming up at the bottom of the hour. And then hour number two, another edition of What's Worse, Glasses or Contacts. We'll talk to you about that. Take your calls as well. And it's our final week of the Civic Media's Green and Gold Text to Win Multi-State Contest. We'll give you the word in hour number two. So stay tuned for that. All right. There's news to get to. There's gubernatorial news. Got a new candidate in, Missy Hughes. We're going to talk about her, listen to her first minute of her campaign ad here in a minute. But the big news people are talking about today, did you stay up for the Packer game last night?
I did.
So did I.
It was
something.
I endured it, I will say.
So the Micah Parsons, the great defensive player, as Mike Clemens has been on the show talking about, Jerry Jones, the owner of the Cowboys, traded him away to Green Bay. We sent Kenny Clark down there. And the thought was the Packers were going to go in there and clean house. Packers have never lost to the Cowboys in their new Jerry World AT&T Stadium down
there.
Which
is still true.
They won the Super Bowl there over Pittsburgh. And they've beaten Dallas every game. And as Zimmer said, they still have not lost to Dallas. But now we have tied. And this is a bee in my bonnet on this stuff, because it's one of the reasons that I've come around on soccer, or as they say, football. I understand it's a beautiful game, it takes a lot of skill. No dispute about that. But one of the things I hate about soccer is ties. Because if I'm going to play anything, and you know, I'm not a huge athlete, but if I'm going to play, you know, you want to try your best, and at the end, somebody's going to win, somebody's going to lose. It's the way life is. If I'm going to invest time in something, you know what? Either my team's going to win or we're going to lose. But you get to the end of that thing, it's a 40-40 tie. As the old saying goes, it's like kissing your sister. Not because you're going to, like, mouth kiss your sister. The saying comes from, you know, if you have a sister like I do, you see her, you give her a hug, maybe a kiss on the cheek or the forehead, you know, and you don't get the same satisfaction, as they say, from a romantic partner because it's your sister, right? So you kiss, but, you know, it doesn't really
but
do
not
anything.
Really.
It doesn't really do anything, as hopefully it shouldn't, for you romantically. And so that's the phrase comes from, you know, a tie, it's like kissing, it doesn't really do anything for you. You invest all that time, it doesn't do anything.
You want some kind of conclusive result.
That's a good way to put it more succinctly. And there was none of that last night. Green Bay defense, it was like a grader or something. I don't know, had holes in it. Just couldn't stop Dallas. Micah Parsons did save a touchdown. Dak Prescott in the overtime almost got into the end zone. Micah Parsons got credited for the sack. And Dallas had to kick the field goal, which they did. And the Packers had time, went down, bad time management, in my opinion. And then the Packers try to win it as the clock expires. Jerry Jones is going to fire the clock operator in Dallas because they left a second on. which allowed the Packers to save face, kick the field goal, and get the tie. On ESPN Wisconsin last night, Mark Tauscher, former Badger player, former Packer player, now the color analyst on the Badger Football Radio Network with Matt LePay. Here's what Mark Tauscher said as a former player on ESPN Wisconsin last night.
I told you last weekend after the Cleveland game, no sweat, not worried a bit. I'm worried more than a bit. This defense that I thought was going to lead the team and be a cause of problems, I did not for any time think that the Dallas Cowboys would score 40. And by the way, if the clock would have been another 10 minutes, they'd have scored 48.
It's 100% right. Mark Tauscher on ESPN Wisconsin. He's absolutely right. You could not stop the Cowboys last night. And look, I love my Packers. But as a fan, I'll be interested to talk to Mike Clemens, a great sports reporter who was there, who follows this team like nobody else, and get his take on this. Because, boy, special teams looked terrible last night for the Packers. Defense looked bad. Apparently, reports are today that Micah Parsons apologized to quarterback Love last night, saying that the defense didn't do their job.
I will also be very interested to hear Mike Clemens' take, because I wonder if it was just that Parsons and the rest of the team were in a weird headspace because of the trade. Who knows?
It was if you didn't care who won, it was on NBC last night, and Mike Tirico and Chris Collins were like, and they're doing the Super Bowl this year. They're like, we hope we get a Super Bowl like this, because it was lots of scoring, back and forth, tight game, overtime. And if you're wondering why it went to a tie, they changed it this year, because it used to be in the NFL, if the regular game ended in a tie, you went to sudden death overtime, and the first team to score wins. Well, okay, that's not particularly right. And so now they went to this where it's a 10-minute overtime in the NFL. Both teams are assured of getting a possession, but then if it ends in a tie at the end of 10 minutes, it's just a tie. Why not do what the college football does now, which is you go into a second overtime, both teams get possessions. If it's still a tie, then you go into another overtime where if you score a touchdown, you have to go for the 2-point conversion. And you go and you just keep going until somebody doesn't get that. There's been 4 or 5 overtimes in college football, but you have a winner at the end.
Yeah, it feels wrong for American football to have a tie.
Yeah, I think it's weird. But anyway, hope the Packers. I'm not saying the season's over. I'm not one of those people. I think the Packers can still salvage the season. But as Tauscher said, as a guy who played the game at college and pro for the Packers, if Tauscher's worried, I'm worried. On a better note, how about the Brewers? Tough few days, but came back and got a win. Final game of the season, 97 wins. A record-setting win for the regular season. Best team in franchise history for the regular season. Here's what manager Pat Murphy had to say after the game.
You know, I'm glad that this team gets to be remembered differently. You know, I'm not into records necessarily, but it's a way for the 2025 to be recognized differently.
Trevor Megill, back after injury, got a couple of innings on the mound as well to tune up for the postseason. Here's Megill after the game.
I mean, that's just huge, being in a game and just kind of feeling what it feels like to be out there and eventually also having some success too. So, great feeling.
Trevor Megill, after the Brewers' victory on Sunday yesterday, they're off now until Saturday. The first game of the National League Divisional Series will be at AmFam Field on Saturday. Home field advantage for the Crew throughout the playoffs. They will face the winner of the San Diego Cubs Wild Card Series. Wow. That's going to be interesting. We'll come back. Maybe who do you want to face? I'm not sure.
I'm not either.
And also talk about a new gubernatorial candidate on the Democratic side. We will hear from her campaign video after this. Don't go anywhere. Jane Matinair will be here to save the show at the bottom of the hour. Not going to want to miss it. It's the All Ball Show across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Eagle 1490 AM.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
You know what I'm a sucker for at a Chinese buffet?
Crab rangoons.
Yep. I'll have about four or five of those things.
And they have cocktail weenies, which is a nice delicacy at the Chinese buffet.
You know, I'm trying to think of a buffet I went to that had cocktail weenies.
Who's eating that?
I don't know.
Even if you have a gourmet recipe at home, you're not making cocktail weenies. You're certainly not eating them when you go to the Chinese buffet.
Yeah.
Kind of weird.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Let's remind each other life matters. If you're feeling overwhelmed, help is just a call away at 988. It's National Suicide Prevention Month, and you are not alone. This message from the Civic Media Radio Network.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 22 now past the hour of 2 o'clock on this Monday, September 29th. Zommer's on the board. Glad to have you along. Jane Matinair is going to join us at the bottom, just after the bottom of the hour. Mondays with Matinair, our new segment. Could not be happier about that. Breaking news just in, since we are talking about sports here. Wisconsin football has just put out the game. I'm going to a Trigvi Olsen Badger football game on October 11th against Iowa. Night game, 6 p.m. So that'll be a late evening.
I will also be there.
That's right, you're going with us.
Yeah, he invited me as well.
Well, make sure you get a nap in, Zommer. 6 p.m. Yeah. It's a night game on FS1 or across many of our stations on the Badger Radio Football Network. Cleaning up a little bit, just final thoughts of the Packers here. Let's go to the phone lines, 855-752-4842. Dick, listening on WMDX in Madison. Dick, did you watch the game last night? What are your thoughts?
I kind of had the same feelings, but here's what I always put in perspective with the NFL now. 17-game season, right?
Right.
Return with me now. I don't think you get any trends until about halfway. To when Mike Holmgren left for Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
You know how he started out the first season in Seattle?
Not well, but it refreshes.
No. 8-0.
Oh, did he really?
Missed the playoffs. Yes.
Really? I forgot that. Yeah.
And he lost out and didn't make the playoffs.
Yeah.
So you can be hotter than a firecracker to start the season. And
that's a great point.
He came out of the box 8-0 in a 16-game schedule and didn't make the playoffs, for crying out loud.
No, I appreciate that reality check. That's a really good one, Dick. And what year was it? What the Packers start? What was it? 0-2 or 0-3 when Rodgers had his relax? Yep. R-E-L-E-X?
Correct. I mean, it's so many things can happen. And the other thing that I don't like about this real long season is, in some ways, I think that basically the team that stumbles to the finish with the most healthy players, not necessarily the best team, wins the thing.
I think that's fair, too. I think that's really fair. Quickly, agree or disagree, I think, again, not so much the loss last night, but similar to the Badgers, right? Like, it was how the fact that the defense couldn't stop Dallas, to Towser's point. If there had been another overtime, Dallas probably would have scored another touchdown. The special teams play, that's the stuff that bothers me about the Packers.
Yeah, it's a big fall off. And especially the way they started the season, you know, after the first two games,
right,
it was all the talk. We're in the Super Bowl, and all of a sudden it's this. But just remember that 8-0 start from
great, Holmgren. Yeah, great reality check, Dick. Really appreciate that. Thank you so much. See, that's why you got to have listeners like Dick who say, don't overreact, Todd.
It's early.
I could be a little emotional. I'll admit that. 855-752-4842 if you want to check in quickly here. We have Charles, our great listener, Charles, down in Milwaukee, WAUK. Quickly, Charles, what do you got for us?
I think the defense was too hype. I think they were too hyped. I think they probably figured it was going to be a cakewalk. They saw what Chicago did to Dallas, and they figured, well, we're better than Chicago.
Right.
So, and I do. I think the whole hype around Parsons going back to play against the Cowboys, and I just think they were overly high. I think sometimes you can be too prepared, and I do. I just think they were too prepared and too hyped.
I think it's a great point, Charles, because I think they wanted to win this so badly for Micah Parsons. I think they played head games. That's a great perspective. Appreciate it, Charles. Up against the clock. Want to get this in before we go to the farm news. New candidate for governor, former WEDIC secretary and CEO Missy Hughes, today formally launched her campaign for governor, billing herself as a Democrat who understands the economy, quote unquote. As we have done with everyone else who's released it, here is the first minute or so of the campaign launch video for Missy Hughes.
I'm Missy Hughes. There are a few things you need to know about me.
Missy's a Democrat who understands the economy.
She spent years growing Wisconsin businesses
and worked to strengthen main streets across Wisconsin. The biggest thing? I'm running for governor. Let me tell you why. I spent 17 years as a dairy industry executive, growing Organic Valley to $1 billion in sales and keeping Wisconsin family farmers on their land. Then Governor Evers appointed me to lead our state's economic development agency, where I worked with major companies to create thousands of jobs here and helped over 9,500 Wisconsinites start small businesses on main streets in every single county. Wisconsin's magic is its people. But right now, even with hard work, it's hard to get ahead. As governor, I'll create a main street economy that includes you and works for you, where we strengthen our main streets, make sure Wisconsinites have higher wages and housing they can afford, our families have childcare and healthcare that doesn't break the bank, and our public schools prepare our kids for the future.
That is the first minute or so of the campaign launch video of Missy Hughes, former WEDIC secretary and CEO, who launched her bid on the Democratic side for Governor's Day. Interesting, very hard-hitting rock, driving music in that, and wearing a black leather jacket.
We're really driving the Home Depot commercial here.
That's a good point. It does get it done today at Home. It does have that vibe, doesn't it?
Just it's close to it. Very
that's
close.
That's a really interesting take. Look, I'm certainly qualified. I had no idea that she had been that involved with one of my favorite Wisconsin companies, Organic Valley. And maybe that's the biggest obstacle, right? When Luke Mathers told me last week, Missy Hughes is probably going to get in. I said, who? I really did. And I'm somebody who follows this stuff. I think that this is a great example. I think Democrats tend to not toot their own horn, so to speak, well enough. And they haven't gotten these successes out there Would love to have Missy Hughes on like we have other candidates. Every candidate for governor, welcome to come on this program. Give you 15 minutes like we've given everybody else. But if she could raise the money and get the message out, I think she could be a formidable candidate. A formidable broadcaster. The one, the only, Jane Matinere here live with us on Mondays with Matinere next on the Civic Media Ready Network.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matinere on Air.
You're listening to 1490 WLCX, La Crosse's home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m.
Inspiring and training the next generation of food scientists is happening on the UW River Falls campus. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. Details on how that program is growing coming up next.
Whether it's finally getting that blue ribbon or enjoying too many carnival rides, we all have memories of the fair. Here's your chance to share those stories in our Everybody Has a Fair Story contest. The Midwest Farm Report is teaming up with the Wisconsin Association of Fairs as they look for the grand champion fair story. Enter the Fair Story Contest for a chance to win a cash prize at MidwestFarmReport.com.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
Dean Mike Orth at River Falls College of Agriculture, Food, and Environmental Sciences is very happy at how their dairy plant is performing. It's been running for about a year and a half now, and it just started making ice cream this spring. He says right now, they've got about 20 student employees that take the milk through the whole process, but they're looking to grow.
We started in the spring making ice cream. And so and it was new, right? This is a new plant. And the person who oversees the plant is an artisan cheesemaker. But they have been working on the ice cream, and they've really got a lot of really good flavors now. They've kind of, you know, as you can imagine, they have to work on their recipes, right, to make the ice cream. But now we have a lot of really good flavors, both vanilla and now chocolate-based flavors. So it's really nice. I mean, it's really picking up momentum. You know, we get a lot more people buying ice cream.
Dean Mike Orth at the College of Agriculture, Food, and Environmental Sciences at UW River Falls. He said this dairy plant has turned into a talking point for students and attracts other students. He said this fall they added 60 students to the College of Agriculture enrollment, which is about a 15% increase from last year. And some of the judging activities have already started for World Dairy Expo 2025. On Saturday, they had the Youth Fitting Contest. You can follow us for all the details on what's happening at World Dairy Expo. Just go to MidwestFarmReport.com or follow us on social media. That's a look at food news on a Monday. I'm Pam Yonke.
1490 WLCX, real news and great conversation for La Crosse, and home to mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high right around 85 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop into the mid to upper 50s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, more the same, partly cloudy with a high in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 82.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network, because your voice deserves to be heard. That's the Rick Smith Show. Heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Tuesday, we'll talk to Dan Schaefer about the newest candidate for Wisconsin governor, and Cam Stevenson from the nation's capital on the approaching government shutdown.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 35 now past the hour of 2 o'clock on a Monday, September 29th, 2025. I've been looking forward to this for a long time, and because of my inability to organize, it has taken this long to get it done. I could say it's to promote my friend and colleague, but if I'm really honest, it's just selfish because I feel better when I get time with her. She is on the air every morning from 9 until 11 across the Civic Media Radio Network, and I do not use this word lightly. She is a legend in Wisconsin broadcasting, the one, the only host of Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair joins us from her lovely dining room. Jane, how are you?
I am great, my friend and colleague and traveling companion. How are you? Thank you for that lovely intro. I owe you money.
not at all. No,
checks in the mail. Checks in the mail.
We've been talking about doing this for a while, and I just finally we said, all right, well, Mondays are good because I like alliteration. And so, unless you, somebody, Luke said maybe matinee with Matt Nair. I don't know, but whatever. Monday matinee.
I like that.
All right, we'll figure out. We'll settle on an actual title.
Actually, just matinee. Works.
That's good. Monday matinee.
You know,
how you been, Jane?
Good. Busy. While the weather has been good, I have been doing a lot of work outside. So yesterday, my neighbor loaned me what I call the clippers of power. Mm. And they have this, they're extendable super sharp and great big clippers. And so I attacked some things in my yard yesterday. They weren't expecting it. They didn't see it coming. It ended up being kind of ugly, but it had to be done. And I tell you, Todd, I went to bed early, but I usually do. I read for about an hour before I go to sleep. Mm-hmm. And I got up at 10 o'clock. Paul was still watching the game, tragically.
Yeah.
And I took some of his bear aspirin. I was so sore. Everywhere I lay down, it's like my shoulder hurts, my back hurts, and my God, I'm getting a cramp in my foot. Just kill me now. No. I love working in my garden.
Therapeutic, like it releases energy, right? In a healthy way.
Yes.
We had talked about doing today's show from your lovely gardens in your backyard. Jane called me up last week and she said, honey, this isn't going to work. Everything's dead.
Well, and I have some friends. I went to a girlfriend's on Saturday, and her backyard looks so beautiful.
Really?
In my own defense, I will say that we were gone for 2.5 weeks. We just got back from our trip about 2 weeks ago. So my plants had not been lovingly cared for and sung to as I would normally do. That's a lie. I don't know.
I've seen your gardens. They are beautiful. And, you know, it's just.
Thank you.
One of those weird years where maybe, it wasn't too dry in your neck of the woods, but maybe overwatered was part of it.
Well, and also part of it is deadheading and being able to keep up with other things. So anyway, it just was not looking pretty for you. And I wanted, you know, if we're going to go to a garden somewhere, it should at least look nice.
And we've been to some beautiful places around the state, as you said before, traveling, and that's always a lot of fun. We're talking with Jane Matt Nair, co-host of Matt Nair on Air every morning from 9 until 11 with our friend Greg Bach. The professional that you are, you gave me a great segue there. You've traveled a lot. You travel every year over to Europe. You've been there for a couple of weeks here recently. And here's the because I've never been. I've spent a lot of time in Central America. I've never been to Europe. Over the weekend, the Ryder Cup, and I'm not a big Ryder Cup follower, but professional golf, European golfers versus American golfers. It was held this year in the United States, And to me, the biggest story of the whole thing was how obnoxiously rude and jerks a lot of the American fans were jeering McElroy and then saying terrible things about his family to the point where Rory McIlroy at one point refused to, I'm not going to putt until they shut up.
Yep. Yep.
And so my question to you, Jane Matner, as someone who is a person of the world and spends time in Europe, when you traveled there most recently a month or so ago, what do Europeans, I know you can't judge an entire continent on 10 or 12, 20 people.
Sure.
But in general, what are Europeans thinking these days of America and Americans?
Well, I'm going to have to give you some broad generalizations, Todd, because quite honestly, at least where we were in London for about 4 days, and then we were on the southern coast of Portugal. And people don't want to ask about politics. Mm. And people don't, at least in my experience, mm-hmm. you know, waiters and waitresses certainly don't want to get into that with their customers. And I did have a couple of exchanges. There was one exchange I had with a couple in London while I was waiting outside. And they were from the Liverpool area, I believe. And their daughter is about 15. And she really, really wants to move to America. And she wants to move to New York City. And they said, we're terrified to let her come because of the guns.
Wow.
And even, I would say 15 years, and I know we're not talking about the Ryder Cup, but I'll get there. Even 15 years ago, or even a little longer, we were in Amsterdam, and we had gone into a shop in a touristy area, and that one clerk did ask where we were from, because again, my husband and I have different accents. He's English, and when I told her America, she said, I've always wanted to go to your country, but I'm afraid to go now because of the guns.
Wow.
And I think that, tragically, after what we saw happen again this past weekend, there's justification for that fear.
Yeah. There was a drive-by shooting with a boat, for goodness sake.
With a boat, yeah.
And it was like the ninth story this morning on different morning newscasts.
We were talking about this off the air before we came back on. There is so much to go through on a daily basis. There is such an avalanche of stories, and it's really trying to prioritize. Because with our show and with your show too, I wanted to speak to people who live in Wisconsin mm-hmm. and what this means for us in Wisconsin, and then broader, and then out from there. But all of these things that seem so far away, like the Ryder Cup, do have an effect here and do affect all of us. So, but it's a constant juggling act, don't you think?
And now we're getting to the reason I really wanted to do this segment for group therapy. And I'm only half joking. I'm only half joking because I feel exactly the same way. That the focus of our show is like yours. We want to try to be Wisconsin-centric, talk about Wisconsin politics, things we both try to do, things that are good news and paying attention yes. to the good things happening. But when it's a constant barrage of just back crap crazy stuff, it's like you can't ignore that. And I want to get your take on this. Jane Matner, co-host of Matner on Air every morning from 9 until 11. Have you found, and I found this particularly more difficult the last 2 months, it has come to the point, in my opinion, where I don't want to say everything, but many of the things that I'm preparing for our show, I feel I have to fact check myself, even if it comes from a quote-unquote government agency or a quote-unquote reliable news source, because the truth is so hard to find.
Well, and again, there is so much that is constantly happening, and there have been times, even going further back, and I would say going 6 or 7 months back, where I saw something on social media that was inflammatory to, and it met my biases. Mm-hmm. And I was going to jump on it, and I thought, yeah, you know what? I'm going to wait 4 hours. Mm-hmm. And see what else I can find out about this thing that I saw that seems so legitimate, and it turned out to be a hoax. And now with AI getting so good and frighteningly good, like the MedBed ad, that's another thing in the whole list of crazy things that's happening that we're going to get to, hopefully.
Yeah, since you brought it up, Jane, let's get to the Jane Matinera of Matinera on Air every morning from 9 to 11. This Jake Tapper put this out, I believe, on Sunday on his Insta and Twitter accounts. And well, I'm just going to play this, and we're going to discuss it with Jane. And I have not found anywhere. I watched the morning news shows. No one covered this morning that I saw. Here's Jake Tapper's post from early yesterday.
I know we've gotten all kind of numb to the odd and misinforming and strange stuff that politicians these days post on social media, including our president. But last night at 10:19 p.m. Eastern, President Trump posted this.
Breaking now, President Donald J. Trump has announced a historic new healthcare system, the launch of America's first MedBed hospitals, and a national MedBed card for every citizen.
Every American will soon receive their own MedBed card. With it, you'll have guaranteed access to our new hospitals led by the top doctors in the nation.
I'm interrupting just a second, apologies, to make sure you understand that none of this report is real. It is AI doing a fake Lara Trump Fox report. None of this is real. MedBeds are not real. I'll tell you more about them in a second, but I just wanted to make sure you got that. Anyway, here's the rest of this bogus news report that President Trump shared for some reason.
Equipped with the most advanced technology in the world, these facilities are safe, modern, and designed to restore every citizen to full health and strength.
Again, this is not a real video, and now this is President Trump retruthing, if that's what you call it on Truth Social, his social media thing, retruthing a post that is AI of his daughter-in-law, AI of his favorite channel, Fox, and AI of him talking about MedBeds, which if you are sane, you don't know that MedBeds are a conspiracy theory popular with QAnon people, in which there exist these magic beds that restore limbs and reverse aging and cure anything that befalls the human body, but they're only available to the rich and elite. And this, of course, is President Trump offering MedBeds to everyone. But it's a conspiracy theory and the whole thing's not true. What?
There you go.
I asked the White House what was the deal with the president posting this and then deleting it. He did delete it.
Yeah, he deleted it. No response.
Yeah.
So, Jane Matinera, what do you make of that?
Well, I'm going to confess something. When I was away, I actually tried a med bed, and as you can see, it didn't work. So not only is that a hoax, it's not effective. So I'm sorry to crush so many bubbles. It's no, in all seriousness, though, Todd, when he was reelected, and I was trying because, again, I called them squirrels originally because I do believe that all political parties do things as a distraction. And he wants to distract from the Epstein files. He's trying to distract from the economy. There were so many crazy things, but these things are dangerous now.
Yeah.
This is dangerous. This is feeding QAnon people who also believe that there's a blood-drinking cabal led by Hollywood going back to the pizza shooting in D.C.
Yeah.
And this is the President of the United States putting this on his social media channel. This is not normal.
Not at all. And we'll discuss more of it on the other side. Jane Matinera, host of Matinera on Air every morning from 9 until 11. We'll ask Jane in her time in Madison and Milwaukee and statewide media, what's changed? We need another hour. But come on back. We'll finish up with Jane after this on Civic Media's Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The midterm gerrymandering arms race is on, with the current balance of power in the U.S. Congress 219 Republicans to 213 Democrats. Red states Texas and Missouri have finished manipulating their congressional maps. What states are next? Heeding President Donald Trump's call to gerrymander more GOP seats, Missouri Governor Mike Kehoe signed the legislature's new congressional map September 28th, splitting a Kansas City district to likely gain one more congressional seat for the GOP. Texas Governor Greg Abbott signed a plan August 29th, gerrymandering five GOP seats. A Democratic plan in California awaits a referendum in November. September 23rd, Democratic Kansas Governor Laura Kelly called for meetings around the state to hear public testimony on mid-decade redistricting and avoided calling a special session. Meanwhile, the GOP, with its supermajority in the state House and Senate, needs signatures from two-thirds of the legislature to call a special session for itself. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said in August that redistricting would be, quote, appropriate, but there's been no concrete action thus far. Ohio's redistricting committee met September 24th, ahead of a September 30th deadline. Governors Kelly Ayotte in New Hampshire and Kay Ivey in Alabama have said they do not support reopening the redistricting process. We've linked to more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Hey there, Wisconsin. Tom Hartman here. Democracy is not a spectator sport, so join me each and every weekday right here on Civic Media for the Tom Hartman program from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Covering the news of the day and sharing ways for you to get off the sidelines and get active in your community, because change starts with you. Get involved and tune in to the Tom Hartman program Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on your local Civic Media radio station.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Whoever you want to dance with in the morning. Do not start the day without tuning in Matt Nair on Air from 9 until 11 every morning. Greg Bach, along with our guest Jane Matt Nair, the incomparable Jane Matt Nair, because that's the way it'll make you feel right there. I mean, you right there, you're happy, you're dancing, you're ready for the day. And when you tune in every morning, 9 to 11, that's how you're going to feel. And for those poor, unfortunate souls in Madison who can't hear it live, you can hear it every evening. What time, Zomers? 10, 10:30?
At 10, yeah.
10 o'clock. You don't want, don't listen to the nightly news. It's just going to depress you. Tune in to the replay of Matt Nair on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network, or you can download the Civic Media app and hear it live via WAUK or many of other of our fine stations as well. Well, Jane Matt Nair joins us live. Jane, it's so lovely to have you here.
It is so good to see you and spend some time with you, my friend. We really do have great fun together and great conversations together, actually.
And that's the vibe I wanted to bring to this segment. I think so far it's going pretty well, where, you know, it's not so much an agenda. It's just like, let's talk and let people listen.
Yeah, I apologize if I'm kind of springing all over the place. But it's, you know, this is when we take road trips together and we're on the road for 3 hours, that's what you end up doing. You cover lots of things. And that's how you get to know one another, too.
100%. And sing musical numbers together.
Well, yes. Everyone should sing in the car and car dance. Yeah. It's just
office.
Jane, how long, because this is serious. One of the cool things, and I said this to you privately, and I think I mentioned it before on the air, one of the cool parts about this opportunity to come in and work for Civic Media is getting to meet you and spend time with you and having your mentorship and your friendship. How many years have you actually worked in the business, as they say?
I have been in radio for 44 years.
It's incredible. And please don't take this the wrong way. As a woman who, especially when you started out, that was not the norm.
No, it wasn't actually. In my broadcasting class, there were three women and there were 24 guys.
Wow.
And so, yeah, it was unusual. And the woman who inspired me and thought made me think I could do it, her name was Bobbin. And she was an early rock, you know, DJ in Milwaukee on, I think, ZMF. Mm-hmm. People will scold me who know
That's
this.
Fine.
But so, yes, Bobbin was the first woman I heard when I was growing up. And it's like, that might be a fun job.
Yeah.
And I wanted to be an actress originally, but I didn't want to have to move all the time, and I didn't want to be on the road all the time. And so radio to me was mind theater. Mm-hmm. I could be anybody.
Yeah.
And people could imagine it. And now we have cameras everywhere.
But now they can see your lovely face and act. But I think it's so important what you just said, because as you well know better than anybody else, good radio is theater of the mind. You create as they listen. And that's why when people meet us, right, they say, they look, especially me, they look at me and they say, well, that's not how you, I didn't think you looked like
exactly.
That.
Oh, exactly. Yep. No, exactly. But that's the great thing about it, because it's like reading a book mm-hmm. instead of the movie, is your mind gets to fill in lots of details. And I think that's part of the genuine experience of radio.
Agreed. I don't want to run out of time. I want to make sure you get this in. What is coming up later on this week on Matt and Air on Air that you want to make sure people tune in for?
Well, tomorrow you are joining our show at 9:35. There's your reminder.
We may have to talk after my dad's having a thing tomorrow.
Oh, that's right. Don't worry about it.
I'm sorry.
Never mind.
Maybe.
We'll punt. Don't worry about it. That's funny. We're talking to State Senator Kelda Royce in hour number two.
That's great.
She made her announcement on your program that she is running for governor. So Senator Royce is going to join us on Wednesday. Darren Von Rudin, who is the president of the Wisconsin Farmers Association, is going to join us. He joins us once a month now. Not that there's anything going on with tariffs.
Right. I think that's one of the I listen when I can to you guys, and I think that segment stands out for me, and because it really he has a great way of telling things that everyone could understand, whether you're a rural or urban a person, of why these things are important to all Wisconsinites.
Absolutely, it is. We're all in this together, man, and if we lose all of our family farms to large corporate farms, that is not going to benefit any of us.
No, not at all.
At all.
One of the other things I love you and Greg do, the last half hour, your audio sorbet, as you call it. And today, near and dear to my heart, National Coffee Day. I thought that was fantastic.
Yep, I thought about you immediately, and I was listening to Pat's show on the way into work, and he said it was National Coffee Day. And mm-hmm. so how much coffee do you drink a day? How many cups of coffee?
Not as much as you might think. Maybe on average 16, maybe 2 16-ounce cups, more or less. Maybe not quite that much some days.
Zahmer, is that true?
I mean, from what I can verify, I don't know what he drinks in the privacy of his own home.
Coffee behind doors. No right. one knows.
But you're a coffee drinker.
I am. And actually, I've been drinking more coffee in the last couple of years. Mm. I didn't for a long time.
Really?
But then when you get up in the middle of the night, I got up at 3 o'clock in the morning for most of my career.
Yeah.
You need coffee
something.
Or a slap across the face or something.
And then you end the show with this shouldn't be a thing, which is a fantastic way to laugh at the end of the program.
It's Tisbat for short. Yes, this shouldn't be a thing. Just silly stories today. It was they arrested two guys. They stole 91 manhole covers.
Who does that?
I want to know why. I, you know what? you end it there? And are you making jewelry? Is it a sculpture? Can you is it like solenoids? And you can you know? What's the market for manhole covers? I'm curious, Todd. I have questions.
Be informed, be entertained, and get answers to your questions every morning from 9 until 11. Jane Matinier, thanks, my friend. Stay tuned for Hour 2 straight ahead.
Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A deal to end the war in Gaza, not done yet. But President Trump, at a joint briefing with Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, says there is backing for a new U.S. brokered peace proposal.
At least we're at a minimum very, very close, and I think we're beyond very close.
The 20-point plan includes an immediate ceasefire, followed by the release of all remaining hostages. ABC's Mary Bruce has more.
Of course, while they may be in agreement on what the end of this war should look like, Hamas is not on board. And it's also not clear, I should say, whether Netanyahu is fully 100% on board with this complete plan.
The plan also calls for Hamas to disarm and for a new governing body in Gaza. The deadline for a government shutdown looms. Congressional leaders set to meet with President Trump this afternoon on efforts to strike a compromise before funding runs out tomorrow night. Tyler Robinson, the man charged with Charlie Kirk's murder, at a hearing today chose to move forward with a preliminary hearing. He's due back in court October 30th. This is ABC News.